We are coming up to a 6:45. This is Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. We just had a great little triple play of music there, kicking off with Mac DeMarco and This Old Dog, moving on to Machine Translations with Solar, and that beautiful track we just heard was Black Widow and Lorna.
2SER Breakfast.
Look, it is a topic that comes up over and over again, and especially on this show. How do we encourage younger Australians to get excited about STEM, about science, technology, engineering and mathematics in terms of education and, of course, ultimately jobs? Now, digital literacy is going to be absolutely essential in the future. I don't even think we're vaguely debating that. Yet, according to some researchers, we are seeing less than 16% of students entering STEM-related higher education. It kind of seems that we just can't engage kids when it comes to STEM schoolwork. Well, Samsung Australia is trying a new tack with Make My Idea. It's a competition designed to get students' creative juices flowing when it comes to invention. Tess Ariotti is the head of CSR at Samsung. Tess, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, Make My Idea, 5,000 Australian students, I think over 5,000, submitting cool ideas for inventions. It's clearly got a bit of buzz.
Yeah, that's right. It was well over 5,000 12 to 25-year-olds from all over Australia submitting their ideas for things they'd like to see created in the future. And I was so impressed by the quality of the ideas. You know, they were fun ideas, things that would help you live better lives, practical ideas, environment, environmentally focused ideas. And some of them managed to do all of that in one idea. So I think we should be very comfortable with where the state of Australia is heading if this is the quality of ideas and creativity from young people.
And it feels like that fun creativity is what touched the nerve, because a lot of people suggest that maybe there's a perception that STEM education, it's just a little dull.
Look, I think that we've all heard young people say before, you know, maths and science is boring, it's not relevant to me. But we know that the exciting things and the things that young people are using, like technology and their smartphones and all of the different things that actually get them excited, have been based in STEM skills and come from that area. So it's actually flipping the conversation. And instead of just telling students today that, oh, this will be important, you have to study it, that's not a particularly useful way of going about things. I mean, but it's actually saying, okay, well, what are you interested in and what inspires you? And we want to hear from you. And it's actually much more of a conversation about, you know, where our world's going and the sorts of things that we want to create in the world around us, and actually basing that on passion points and interests of the students, and then saying, okay, well, let's have a chat about what sort of education you would need, the sorts of people that would need to collaborate on, how the innovation cycle would work for actually developing these ideas out, just so people can really understand all the things that go into the services and products they love, and sort of see how that could be relevant to their life, and maybe as well, hopefully, how they can contribute to that in the future.
So you're saying see it more as a process. You know, here's your great idea. Now, what if you wanted to do this for the rest of your life?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we know that, you know, people entering the workforce today will have multiple different careers. So I think that we need to move away from saying, what do you want to do? Okay, you want to work, you know, you want to be a vet, here's how STEM will help, or you want to be a doctor. It's actually saying, what are the skills that you'll need in the future? Things like critical and creative thinking, communication, collaboration. These are things that a good, solid STEM education will set you up. And they're the skills that will set you up for success in the future. So you might become a coder, you might become an engineer or something really technical, but if you don't, you'll probably be working with people like that in the future, and you'll probably need the skills that a STEM education can give you. So it's sort of saying, hey, here's a suite of options we're giving you, now go forth and kind of build the world.
Well, it's great that Samsung's getting involved with this, but I mean, is our education institutions, are they following through? Are they making sure that it's accessible and engaging as well?
Yeah, we work at Samsung, we work really closely with a network of schools that are the best and the brightest and are showing real leadership, often in real highly disadvantaged communities, but still pushing forward with creating an education that's relevant to young people today and that will be relevant to the workplace of the future. So we know that there are definitely really committed, inspiring teachers out there. Mm. And it's just about how we change the tide so all teachers feel empowered to be able to teach their students a way that's relevant to the future, and that we're supporting them, that they have the skills and abilities to be able to do that. Because it's actually quite tricky, and it is quite a change and a shift, and that shift is in line with, you know, where the workplace is going.
Now, you're actually right next door to us at UTS for the Remix Summit. You're showing off some of the incredible stuff we got from Make My Idea, aren't you?
That's right. So the Remix Summit is happening over the next couple of days, and it's a conference about technology, entrepreneurship, arts and culture. And we thought, what a perfect opportunity to show some of the creativity of young Australians today. So we've co-curated a stage, and that the whole day we'll be discussing different concepts with a range of different voices, often unexpected voices, voices you wouldn't expect to hear from up-and-coming entrepreneurs, a high school student, as well as more established people in the innovation space. But what's really cool is that we've got a lot of the ideas on display, and we'll be some of the prototypes that we showcased through YouTube Live last week. We'll have them here, and the delegates can get their hands on them and really understand some of the cool ideas that the students came up with.
But if I'm reading you correctly, I think you can, you're fairly confident that the future's in safe hands if this is what the quality we're seeing from young Australians today.
Yeah, I certainly was very impressed. They were creative, they were fun, and to be honest, I can't wait until they do join the workforce, because I think that they're going to be really great people to work with.
Tess, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Nick. Cheers.
Tess Ariotti, she's the head of CSR at Samsung, talking about their Make My Idea. Over 5,000 Australian students submitting invention ideas, some of them being prototyped, and a few of them on display at the Remix Summit today.